Lynn James, Mrs. Mummy Penny Talks on SG1 Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mrs. Mummy Penny Talks on SG1 Radio. It is episode 9. Wow, that's very, very lovely. Now, I'm just going to be tinkering around with my levels a little bit. That is better. Yes, yes. And I'm going to put my backing track up. So, this is monumental. I'm in the studio by myself. I have no one here to help me, so I can do whatever I want on the radio waves. I can say whatever I want. I can play whatever music I want. I have the power. It's very exciting. Thank you ever so much for joining me. I am going to play you a song. I hope the weather is still beautiful when this episode is aired, because I've just chosen a load of sunny music for this whole episode. I'm going to play ELO, Mr. Blue Sky.
Everybody's positive.
said in that play right to the very end. That's such a good song. It's a, what's the right word? Tremendulous. Is that, I might have made up that word. That is, it's a song of highs and lows and orchestra and strings. And yeah, very, very good song for a baking hot day. So let me describe to you where I'm sat in a studio, which basically feels like I'm sat in an oven, maybe switched on low at about 140 degrees. But yeah, I'm sweating and it's really lovely. There's no breeze whatsoever. So yes, that's what the radio studio feels like on a hot day. But never mind, never mind. So yes, what have I got for you this week? Because I forgot to introduce my contents. So I'm going to talk to you about my normal stuff I've been up to last week and stuff I've got coming up. And I've got a wonderful guest for you today, which is Mr. Warren Shute, who is a financial planner. And he has just written a book called The Money Plan. So he is coming on to have a little bit of a chat about his biggest money successes and failures. Not failures. I don't want to use that word failure. But no, I do want to use that word failure because I want to celebrate failure. I've just written a blog post all about failure, and I wish we could celebrate people's failures a lot more, because failures mean you learn things and you move on in life and you try things. Because if you don't try things and fail at them, then how do you know whether you're doing the right thing or not? Hey? So yes, I have got Warren coming on. I have got lots of summer themed music. I've got some amazing stuff coming up. So we've got a bit of summertime, DJ Jazzy Jeff. I've got Calvin Harris summer. Then I went for Donna summer. Do you like what I did there? Bit of I Feel Love. Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks. I just did a very clever thing. I just did a little Instagram live and I asked the people watching live songs to celebrate on a sunny day. And basically, the people on the Instagram live fed me with my playlist. So that was helpful. I'm going to do that every week, I think. So yes, some great music coming up, and I'm going to play another one of those songs, which is, oh, I didn't mention this one, Cruel Summer, Bananarama. Oh, I love this song.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
Whoa. I was just messing around with Instagram. So yeah, that was Bananarama, Cruel Summer. And why did I play Bananarama? So I was reading an article about them in a Woman and Home magazine that I bought because my friend Faith Archer does a monthly column in it. So I was reading about all these incredible women of like the 80s, who are still going strong, and Bananarama have done a big tour and they're sort of touring around the festival circuit a little bit this year and playing all their old songs. And Bananarama girls are in their like 50s, late 50s. That's amazing. Like, I loved Bananarama when I was a child. It was, their music was very, very good. Their greatest hits album I listened to on repeat over and over again. So, yes. Before I introduce Warren, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some exciting things I've been up to the last few days, because I did have a very cool day in London last week, where I went to the Poundland Banter Claws event, Banter Claws being their Christmas event. Now, as you can imagine, everything was a pound. It's Poundland. Well, actually, not everything was a pound, because they did have a few things for £2 and a few things for £5. But most of the things were a pound. And they're really going for the... I don't know if you remember, they did a bit of a campaign last year where they got into a bit of trouble, where they had a little elf with some tea bags. That's all I'm going to say. You can Google it and you'll see what I mean. That obviously worked for them last year. So they're going along with the banter ideas for this year. So lots of cards with dubious meanings and wrapping paper. And they're selling the elf. I hate that elf. You know, the elf who does all the naughty things that parents do for their kids. I don't do that. But anyway, they've got a red elf and a black elf, and the black elf does even naughtier things. So yeah, it was great. I did a little live when I was there, so if you hop on over to my Facebook page or my YouTube channel, actually Mrs. Mummy Penny, search for either of them, Mrs. Mummy Penny, then you can go have a look at Poundland Christmas. I just realized my backing track isn't up. I always forget to play that. So yes, I did that. That was lots of fun. And I also did two courses last week. I'm doing a bit of investing in the business and investing in myself at the moment. So I went off on a course, to learn about the wonders of Google and search engine optimization. Sounds very technical, but it wasn't technical at all. And it just means me getting my website seen by more people. So that's a good thing. Yeah, really, really great course over in Luton that was organised via the Federation of Small Business, which is a business thing that I'm a member of. Any small business people can join. It's about £150 a year to join this association, and you get loads of great things like free networking, really great courses like this, and you get free legal advice, which is very, very helpful, because I personally can't afford to pay a lawyer £200 an hour for legal advice. So, I get it via the FSB. So that was good. And then on Saturday, I spent the whole day in Shoreditch, Trendy Wendy Shoreditch. And I did a course about harnessing my creative superpowers. So yes, I am now officially creative, Mrs. Creative Mummy Penny. That's a really rubbish title. I went on this course with a wonderful writer called Jackie Holden. And there was about 8 of us, maybe 10 of us. 8 to 10. Can't remember how many people there were. But yeah, we all just sort of went there to harness our creative superpowers. And most people, there's a bit of a theme that a lot of people sort of had an idea and didn't know, you know, how to get it started. So it was just sort of harnessing the creative powers and getting going, basically. It was the encouragement to get going. But I went with the sort of objective to almost like make my writing better, to increase my, to make my writing more expressive and more descriptive and more readable. But actually what I came out with was I'm going to write a book. So there's been a few people have said to me, no, you can't write a book yet because you haven't reached the pinnacle of your life, whatever. But, you haven't reached the end. But, you know, what happens at the end of your life? You die. So I sort of need to write a book before then. I maybe need to write several books. So, we had an immersion session. I'm blabbering on now. We had an immersion session and, I, basically wrote the plan, three parts, about 25 chapters, and then bullet points in each chapter of what my book's going to be. And I did it all in different colours, depending on how that period of my life was. So there was a very red and angry part of my life, so it was written in red. There was this part of my life is purple because it's Mrs. Mummy Penny and it's freedom and it's expression. And yeah, it's very exciting. So yeah, you've got a book coming out, Mrs. Mummy Penny. I'm going to get it published. Don't know when, don't know who's going to publish it. But if you're listening to this show and you're a publisher, please contact me. I have an amazing book. I will very soon have three chapters written and a book plan. So yeah, that's very exciting. So I am going to play another song because I reckon I've been talking for far more than my 3 minutes of allotted time. I'll get told off by Ray when he comes in. So next song I'm going to play is The Beatles, Here Comes the Sun. I've listened to this several times over the weekend. I keep saying to Alexa, Alexa, play music I like, and it keeps playing The Beatles. So here we go.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun. I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Bit of the Beatles. So that was George Harrison, Beatles there, Here Comes the Sun. He's written some of the beautiful Beatles songs. He really has. And what's the other one that I really like? When My Guitar Gently Weeps. That's a really good one. And there's a car boot sale in Hitchin Market that my middle son Josh and I went to a few weeks ago, and there's this very cool man there who sells like old computer games, and so you can go and pick up like a Xbox computer game for like a quid. It's the right bargain. Josh decided that he wanted to learn how to play the guitar, so we thought a good a good thing to start with would be Rock Hero, Guitar Rock Hero on the Xbox. So this man at Stevenage Market, in exchange for a few old games of ours and a Nintendo Switch console, which we sort of lost part of, he gave us this big box with drums, guitar, microphone, and loads of games. And it's a big Beatles band set. So we've been playing that song, Here Comes the Sun, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Where My Guitar Gently Weeps. We've been playing all these Beatles songs, and I normally do the singing. And then Josh does the guitar, and then we let Jack, who's 5, do the drums, which is interesting. But I'm pretty good at the singing. I can hit all the notes with the singing, but the drumming is so hard, so, so hard. I am going to just do, I'm going to try not to leave too many pauses here, and hopefully this works. I'm going to call Warren. I am calling him right now. So thank you, Warren, for joining Mrs. Mummy Penny Talks on SG1 Radio. Now, I'll do a little bit of an intro to you, because we've only really started talking the last sort of few weeks. Bit of a random introduction where I think I got an automated tweet from you for to do with your book, and I then tried to go and then buy the book, but I think the offer that I tried to buy ended, and then we ended up just talking to each other, and it's like, oh my gosh, we're kindred spirits in this world.
Got the same message.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I think we have. So you're a financial planner, but you're also a presenter and an author. So, yeah, tell me about you. And how on earth did you get to where you are now?
Okay, so I'm a financial planner with Lexington Wealth. So we are a fairly high-end wealth management firm, look after some absolutely lovely people. But I kind of realized over the years my clients were getting wealthier and wealthier, and there was lots of people who really could do with the help of a good financial planner, but were probably intimidated to go to see a financial planner because they probably didn't think they earned enough money, didn't have enough money. You know, the firm's called Wealth Management, and my clients kind of say, well, they're not wealthy themselves.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, because that term, wealth management, that is very scary, isn't it? But can you also tell my listeners, what's the difference between a financial planner and a financial advisor?
Okay, so a financial planner tends to look at the individual and does financial planning. So we plan their financial affairs. So sometimes someone will come to us and it's more structuring. It's goal setting, trying to make sure that they've got things in order, wills, power of attorneys, trusts, and they're putting a plan in place in order to take them from where they are today to where they want to be. It's a strategy.
Interesting.
Whereas a financial advisor would typically focus on a product. So these are generalizations, obviously, but they typically say, okay, you come to me, I'm going to talk to you about a pension. Now, they might be incredibly knowledgeable and experienced on pensions, investments, that kind of thing, but they're more product-based as opposed to strategy or lifestyle-based.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I don't know if you listened to Damien Fay's podcast that he did a couple of weeks ago, where he was talking about financial advisors and what they got paid. Did you listen to that?
No, I didn't listen to that.
Oh, you should. It's really interesting.
In respect to, they get paid a lot of money or they don't get paid much?
No, they get paid a lot of money.
They don't get paid much. Yeah.
No, they do get paid a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I think the average pay of a financial advisor is about $30,000 a year. Okay, so bearing in mind there's now about 6 years or so training to become a qualified financial advisor.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think the outcome really is all about adding more value than you receive. And I kind of realized it as these people coming into my door, they're wealthy, but there was lots of people out there not getting help.
Yeah.
So I set myself an audacious goal to help 1 million people become financially free. And what I mean
that's
by financially
big goal.
Free. Yeah, do you know what's interesting? I've had people come back to me and say it's not big enough. You need to set a bigger goal than that.
Wow.
But I kind of feel that, you know, let's tick that one off the list first. But financially free for me means financially free from the worries of money. It's not like an American motivational seminar where we're going to go and buy a load of property and live for the rental income. It's really about, look, let's just get our stuff in order. Let's make sure we don't worry, and let's make sure we've got our banking arranged properly. Let's make sure we know what we want to achieve. Make sure we're supporting our children financially through the ropes.
Yeah.
And you're doing an incredible job with the debt repayment and making sure you've got a strategy of paying down your debt.
Yeah, so, but the financial freedom that you talk about there is If I go back to how I felt like April last year, where I was like, oh my God, I've got 16 grand's worth of debt, and I had no way of paying that back at that time, apart from, you know, the minimum repayments. I didn't feel financially free. I felt like I was being strangled.
Yeah, yeah.
It was awful.
It is awful. It is awful. It's debilitating, and it's unfair. Mm. It's unfair that a lot of people don't have access to that knowledge and information.
Yeah.
So, I won the Financial Planner of the Year award, and I kind of felt it was my chance to give back. So that's where the money plan, the book, came from.
Yeah.
So I wrote the money plan, and I then went on this crusade to try and raise the profile of financial planning and to get it out to the masses.
Yeah.
And that's where I am now. So, and I love it. It's great. I've got some great people I've been working with. I get some great feedback on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really good stuff.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, right, I'm going to play a song. So,
okay,
which one do you want me to play? You can choose.
Why don't we start with the first one I sent you, Summertime?
Okay, right, good choice. For the whole of this episode, I've only chosen summer music.
Okay, cool.
So you inspired that. No, it was your song, and I thought, right, I'm going to... And I've got like Bananarama Crawl Summer and Calvin Harris Summer, Donna Summer. So yeah, this is part of that. Right, I'm going to play it. Oh, and whilst it's playing, just keep quite quiet in the background, because it does pick up the noise of you shuffling papers around. Cool, I'll press play. But you'll be able to hear it.
Okay.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Didn't really know what it was, but now I see what habit is. The way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less, and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark up nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop or fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin'. leaning to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Summertime there by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. That is just the most perfect song for today.
How, it is, isn't it?
Where are you in the country, Warren?
So we're on the in between Cirencester and Swindon. So we're just on the edge of the Cotswolds. It's a beautiful part of the country.
Yeah, lovely part of the world. I was in Somerset about 4 weeks ago. I went to a spa weekend. It was amazing.
Oh, nice.
In Shepton Mallet.
Yeah, I know the area. Yeah.
So it was the spa weekend was Charlton House Hotel.
Oh, very nice.
It was so amazing. Like, it's basically the best spa weekend I've ever been on in my life.
Oh,
and
cool.
Whilst I was there, you know who was there? And I can't remember his name now. Actor from the, Sean Bean. Sean Bean was there.
Okay, cool. Look at you hobnobbing with the stars.
I know. But I didn't talk to him because I thought it would be a bit rude just to go up and ask for a selfie.
While you're walking around in your robe.
Yeah, but like it was, I really recommend it as a spa to go to. And bargainous deal. So £250 for two people for 24 hours in the spa, including dinner, breakfast, a treatment, and use of all the facilities and a room. That's good,
see,
isn't it?
Spas, it's fantastic. It's very, very good. Mm. I love the massage. Mm. And then I want to eat and I want to get out of there.
Oh, right. Yeah. I suppose it's not really a manly thing to
not,
do.
I'm not one for sitting around in my robe just reading stuff and taking the easy.
Oh. But yeah. I went with my, we're digressing here, but it's fine. I went with my friend Becky, who, I've known since I was 11, right? And we've been through like thick and thin together, you know, like, marriage, death, divorce, all these big things. And, we literally sat for 4 hours on the Saturday afternoon and we just talked.
And we that's the beautiful, yeah.
Didn't stop talking. And she's a very, she's a life coach, as one of her sort of parts of life. She's a marketing expert. She's a good strategist and, she's a writer. So she's able to like pull my business apart in a very different way to say how you could do or how, how anybody else could do. So yeah, we sort of ripped apart each other's, business plans, which was interesting.
Oh, cool. It's, yeah, they're very relaxing. They're very nice things, I got to say. Yeah. My wife loves going to the spa.
Yeah. She enjoys it. Well, you should send her to that one as a little present. I'm sure she'd appreciate
me. But you know, what's interesting is it's great for you to share things like that with your listeners because creating wealth, paying down debt isn't about just doing. It's about rewarding yourself as well.
Absolutely. And it's such a, it's a very awful, depressing feeling when, I went to a really low place last year where I was, because I couldn't afford to pay much of the debt back and I wasn't earning, you know, I needed to earn more than, you know, paying the mortgage and the bills to then pay off this chunk of debt on top. So literally anything fun had to stop. So no buying clothes, no buying makeup, no going out to the pub or for dinner or anything. And it's boring. It's hard.
And did you do that? Did you just stop it all?
I had one of my big sort of saving things was I had two no spend months where, May and October of last year, which, you know, they're not particularly, they weren't that social months. So it helped.
No, sorry.
But, I just know that was the only thing I was allowed to spend money on was getting to work. And groceries and, you know, the bills that you obviously have to pay, but everything else just stopped. So even coffees, it was take a coffee from home in a takeaway cup. And I just didn't buy a single thing.
Okay. And how did that go? With the money you saved, did you then use it to pay down your debt?
Yes, exactly. So each month, I think I created an extra sort of £300-400 in value, which is very interesting when you actually think. So that's £300-400 I spent on, you know, frivolous stuff.
Yeah.
I just paid an extra. Whenever I had bigger chunks of money available, I would just pay down extra chunks. So I had a couple of months where, you know, I had a good business month and I was able to pay off like £1,500, like a couple of months. But that's sort of how I approached it, was whatever I had left at the end of the month, just pay it off.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. How did it get started? So before you decided to do this thing, you got the debt, and then what made you change? What was that moment made you think, I need to do something different?
In this world we live in, we work in a sort of personal finance expert world. And I've got a friend, who I referenced earlier in the radio show, Faith Archer, who, she just made me take my head out of the sand and face the problem I had. I think she just said something to me and it triggered a, oh my God, this can't go on. I'd just turned 40. I'd spent an absolute fortune on my 40th birthday, went to Las Vegas, and my husband had just quit his job, and just like everything was just in a bit of a mess. And I was like, this can't go on. I've just got to do it and face the beast. And, cause that's the scariest part, isn't it? Where you add it all up and you look at, right, how much of that is 0%? How much of that is interest chargeable? Cause I had a business Barclay card, cause I borrowed a bit of money from Barclays when I started my business, and they were charging me £50 a month interest.
Yeah.
And I only had like 1500, £2,000 on that card.
Oh, it was, oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a huge. Wow. So, you know, I'm not a fan of Barclays.
Generally, I don't think it's Barclays. I think it's all banks. I think it's all the high street banks, at least. I think a lot of these challenger banks are getting a lot more consumer friendly. Mm. But what you did there is you got clarity, and I think clarity is power. And when I wrote the book, step one in the plan is get financially well organized. Yeah, what's your outcome? What do you want? What do you want to do? And get organized. And we get people, just like you did, you know, make sure it is hard, but you know, open that mail, write down how much you owe, write down what the interest rate is. You know, get organized, you know, take this thing. And it's a journey. It's not going to happen overnight.
No.
I relate a lot of it back to weight loss as well, because, you know, if you're overweight, you're not going to get in shape overnight.
You know,
it's going to take time. You've got to get a journey. You just got to get used to it.
Yeah.
And, I love the, just really interesting. I love what you just said about having the no spend months, because, a lot of good nutrition plans, a lot of diet stuff have these like very calorie restricted weeks. You know, so you eat well, but then every now and again, you really restrict calories down to only about 500 or 600 calories a day. And then you carry on. And it's, you know, there's so much similarity between health and well-being and finance.
I almost, cause obviously I write about healthy wealth, body and mind. And, how I ended up at that, it was quite a bizarre process. So, the lady who I'm interviewing in next week's episode, who is a lady called Kat Biles, I went on a course of hers, which was PR from the Heart. And I went into, I came up with a PR strategy, like, but from my heart rather than my head. And what my heart told me was that I needed to focus on not just money, but also the healthy body journey and the healthy mind journey as well. And that came from my heart, that PR strategy. It's amazing how it all links together. And if only we could be happy with all three, then it would be.
But I think that's part of the journey, isn't it? That's part of enlightenment. That's part of the journey, and not trying to master it overnight, but enjoy the process.
Yeah, exactly. So, right, I'm gonna play another song. We're going a little bit out of sync here with my order, but that's fine because we're chatting about really good stuff. Right, so I'm gonna play Van Halen "Jump." This song just makes me laugh because it's funny.
Why? This is a great song.
It is a great song, but it's just like takes you back to 1986 or 1987, whenever it came out. But I'll play it and then we'll have a chat about the song. Cool.
Okay.
I get up,
So that was Jump with by Van Halen, not with Van Halen. So why did you go for that song?
If anyone listening has ever done a Tony Robbins seminar, they'll relate to that song. So back in 95, I did my first Tony Robbins seminar.
Okay.
And then in 96, we went out and did Master University. And that's the track that they play pretty much through the whole 5-day seminar.
Really?
And you do a lot of, you do a lot of ropes courses. You jump off high ropes. You do a lot of things to stretch you out of your comfort zone. Oh. And that's the song they get you to, get you in the right state of mind.
So do you think doing the Tony Robbins stuff has pushed you beyond the boundaries and progressed you to this point?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things, because I was back in 95, obviously I was pretty young, so it formed my paradigm of the world. It allowed me to ask better questions that focus my mind. Tony Robbins is amazing. There are other people out there who do, I listen to, and they do some fantastic jobs as well.
Okay. So, let's talk a little bit about, personal you then, and your and you can decide which one to answer first. What's your biggest money mistake and what's your biggest money success?
I'll answer both if you want. That remind mind. Yeah. I think my biggest money mistake, so I moved into my present house where we live now with family about 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And this was about sort of 2005 time, and then the IT guy was setting up, because my office is in my house or next to my house.
Okay.
The IT guy set up my office and stuff, and he's doing this. And I'm like, what's that email address? Gmail? What's that? Well, who's it's Google Mail. What's Google Mail? Oh, this really great new email system. You should love it. Now, any other time, if I'd have had more time on my hands, I would have then researched that company, found out a bit more about it, and then followed it. But because I was moving to the house, I was just so busy. I had nothing. I was like, I just dismissed it. I was like, I can't focus on everything. Just focus on moving, getting business sorted out. That'd be fine. And at the time, I think Google was trading around about $94 a share. And today it's like $1,200. So I participated in some of that. I participated in some of that journey, but I did buy it back in 2005. Put it that way.
So it's a bit of a regret.
Yeah, I think the lesson that I took from that is always be open, keep your mind open, keep looking at what's available, never keep learning, never think you know it all.
Never ever stop learning. Blimey,
no,
yeah.
never. And opportunities pass our door, pass us every single day, and it's really about us noticing them. And with our mind being open to those, we're more likely to sort of grab hold of them.
And I also think, like, there are certain areas that, well, certainly I, and probably you as well, you think you know a lot about them, so and surely there can't be anything else to learn. Like, I thought I knew quite a lot about SEO, search engine optimization, but I went on a course on Friday and I was bombarded with all this new information. I'm like, actually I don't know much at all. And I've just learned this whole incredible chunk of information, which will make my business incredible, like so, so much better. But, I was open to it.
Sorry.
Go on.
I was going to say, one thing early I thought was great was that you went to the spa there with your friend and you got her to talk about your business.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not in your business. She doesn't do what you do.
Mm.
So she's going to have a completely different objective opinion on what you should do and shouldn't do. And it's listening to those people and saying, I like this.
Yeah.
You know, I think you got the wrong end of the stick on that one.
Yeah.
And it's not about keep changing your mind. It's about listening to the information, digesting it, and then saying, okay, this bit will work, but this isn't going to work.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's how you constantly evolve, isn't it? And you, I really do believe that's the key to a successful business, is constantly evolving every day if you need to.
Well, I think if we're not growing, we're dying. If we're not developing, if we're not changing, everything in our universe grows or it's dead. And we're no exception. We need to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually as well.
Absolutely. So, your biggest money success then?
My biggest money success. I think that's a hard one because I don't sort of iron out or point out one thing. I think my own company is obviously been one of my biggest successes.
Yeah.
But also I believe my own education as well. I think constantly investing in myself through, I do a lot of sort of psychology type training. And coaching type training, as well as the financial training.
We need to touch on hypnotherapy because you know about hypnotherapy. You've studied it, haven't you?
Yeah. I trained in hypnotherapy.
So I had hypnotherapy done for, for weight loss and for self-esteem. Because actually I went with the, I was like 14 stone, which is very overweight for my 5'5" height. And, I'd always been that weight. I went in there like, I just want to lose this weight. But actually what we uncovered was that it was more of a self-esteem issue. Heather, my hypnotherapist friend, Heather works, Heather Hall Hypnotherapy. All the H's who lives in Hemel Hempstead. she, I know, is mental. And also Harley Street as well. So another H. But she fixed me. So literally I'm like less than 11 stone and that's the right weight for my height. And it's kept off for 3 years. So it works for me.
Yeah, it does. I think what it does is, so I'm a massively into meditation.
Yes.
And I think what it really does, what I really like is clearing the mind. Because in today's society, I'm the biggest culprit. I've always got my iPhone in my hand. I'm always on social media or email, doing work, that kind of thing. But your brain needs time to switch off. And sleeping isn't enough. Mm. You know, sleeping is like, you just need to like defrag the hard drive. You just need to meditate or have some hypnosis done, to really sort of settle the mind down.
Yeah. And, I'm reading a lot of material at the moment about mindfulness.
Okay.
So I've just read a very good book, which is called You Are Not Your Thoughts. The book's not actually out yet, so people can't buy it, but I've been given a copy up front. And it's a very short book. Short books are good. Your book's short. I don't like reading long books. And it's just got like daily exercises of very simple things just to get a bit of mindfulness and meditation into your life. It's really, because it only needs 5 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what I think? You don't have to take specific time out to do it. You just have to be present in the moment.
Mm.
You know, it was bizarre. I don't know. 20 or so years ago when I was training, the presenter said to me, it doesn't matter wherever you are, just be there.
Yeah.
And that's a really profound statement. Like to hear that 20 years ago, like to be in, no matter where you are, just be there. And I think what you just really mean is look, don't be on your phone. Don't be in your thoughts. Don't try and think about what you're planning. Just be in the moment with that individual.
Yeah.
And make the most of it.
Yeah.
And, it's very powerful. Very, very powerful. And I think we've seen a massive uprise in, sort of meditation stuff over the late. And I think it's just going to grow.
I agree. I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think the more, I mean, I suppose you're a very early adopter and I'm not really an early adopter, but I just think it's the way forward. Cause just you've nailed it with the technology and the fast pace of life. It's just too much, isn't it? And you will implode if you carry on going at breakneck speed. So yeah. Okay, right. I am going to play another song. I'm going to go for Summer Calvin Harris, I just did an Instagram live before I started recording. And, Vanessa, who was on the live, said this song. So I put it on the playlist. Okay. Cool, bye-bye. Cool. Interesting introduction.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turned brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. I met you in the summer.
Summer there, oh, what am I doing? Calvin Harris. I was just trying to multitask, but doing far too many things at the same time. I was trying to do three things at the same time.
I can great singing voice. Great voice. Love it.
Yeah, I love Calvin Harris, and this is such an annoying story, but I've been to Las Vegas quite a few times, and a part of how the debt cycles have come and gone, actually, but not because of gambling when I've been in Vegas, but just because it costs a load of money to go to Vegas. But anyway, and I had VIP tickets to go to see Calvin Harris at Hackasan 4 years ago when he had a residency there. But everybody else in my party or my friends, they were just really tired. It was like the second night, and they were like, we don't want to go. So we didn't go.
Well, okay, that's pretty bad. VIP tickets already, but I know. You didn't go. So
I know.
Okay.
So it's, yeah.
I got the excuse that I was there as well when he was in the nightclub in Caesars.
Yes.
And
Pure.
We went. Yeah, Pure. That's it. So we actually got in, and then when they added the gratuity on, and then the taxes and the other things you had to buy, the ticket price doubled, and all my buddies were like, hey, I'm not paying twice the price. So then we walked out.
So you didn't see him either?
No, I didn't see him either. No.
It's
like, yeah, I love America, but when you had on the tax and then the gratuity, and they say you have to buy this number of bottles of vodka and stuff, and it just escalates.
I don't really get how clubs work in America, because if you want a table, you've got to get a bottle, haven't you? And it's like $500 for a bottle of vodka. I mean, you can go in, because that club you're talking about, actually, I did go there and saw somebody else. I can't remember who it was. I went on a 40th birthday with a load of my friends about 5 years ago. And we didn't get a table. We just went in as, you know, just normal people. we just went on the dance floor. And I'm sure we didn't have to pay to get in, because we were all women. We were quite drunk by the time we got there, so we didn't drink much when we were in there. So it didn't actually cost us that much money. But when you get a bottle of vodka,
But what we heard of him, he was great.
Yeah.
We went. Is it Goss's Bar? It's changed names now, but what used to be Goss's Bar? Right?
Yeah.
We ended up in there, which was a fun night.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Vegas. We'll have to have a chat another time about Vegas. I got lots of Vegas stories.
Great place.
But right. So what's next for you then, Warren? I don't live too much in the future, because I sort of don't think you should live too much in the future. But where do you roughly think you'll end up next year or the next few years?
Okay, which is great, isn't it? Because one of the first questions you asked me is, what's the difference between a financial advisor and a financial planner? And I said financial planners plan strong. So I basically have a great big plan strategy thing that doesn't always go to fruition, but you keep adapting it and keep changing it. So, though I try and spend as much time in the present moment and appreciate things that come through, I'm very goal orientated, very driven, very sort of outcome focused.
Yeah.
At the moment, my number one outcome is to, educate a million people to become financially free. That's my message. That's what I'm doing. We're doing lots of corporate training.
That's good.
The money plan has had so much great feedback. Tell me
about the book. So you launched it. It came out what, about 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, about a month ago.
On Amazon.
Yeah, you can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it on my website, warrensheet.com.
Yeah,
and it's in Kindle and paper.
Yeah,
and it's fantastic. I get people snapping photos of it on Instagram and Facebook, posting and saying, "Oh, my money plan has arrived." And
it's amazing,
people
give
me some. It's really humbling.
It is,
because I wrote it to give back, and actually, it's been really well received. And it's basically the five steps that I would go through with my clients, just simplified and easy to read. And
do you get many clients who have debt though?
I know my roots. I know where I came from. So I will always speak to anybody who, gets in touch.
Yeah.
So I will always, if someone rings up and wants to see me, our process of meeting someone is always a phone call. My PA sets a phone call up. I always speak to them first. And I'll speak to anyone. So sometimes I can help people on that. So if I'm not going to engage them as a financial planning client, then I'll still sometimes speak to them, say, hey, look, let me just help you out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that, you know, once we get too busy to help, to remember where we come from, then we're setting ourselves up for failure. So I'll always try and help anyone who I can. And sometimes people have got lots of debt, but hey, just because somebody earns a lot of money doesn't mean they don't have debt. So some people might earn.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you live to your means, don't you?
Yeah.
Just because you earn 200 grand a year.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so they've got debt. So, you know, just we will help people who have got debt and put them on the right program. But obviously, that in Lexington, that's not our main focus of business.
But
you know, even if they've got mortgages or credit card stuff, things hanging around, we'll put a program in place for them to sort of repay it.
We try and
link everything back to psychology. We believe everything's like, you know, we're emotional beings in the physical body. Yeah, everything's psychology related. So we try and link the whole wealth building, the whole budgeting, the whole debt repayment back down to individual, and hopefully the book naturally sort of incorporates that within it. So
That's so great, and that's so aligned to what I'm trying to do as well. I just think it's amazing that if there's a movement of a lot of us talking about this, then en masse, we're just going to reach a huge audience, aren't we? The traditional media, as in, you know, newspapers and whatever, just can't reach. So,
I think it's
amazing what people like you and I are doing, and I'm not just beating us up. I just mean we're getting out a message that people fear, that people are scared of, but we're talking about it in a simple way, a down to earth way that people can just appreciate. Because like if Lynn's been through it and Lynn's got out of it, then I can do it as well.
And I think that's the best message, isn't it? You know, I've done it. I'm walking proof that I've done it. This is how I did it. Therefore, you can do it.
Yeah. And it was absolutely so hard to get out of it. And this is where I lost the plot and I couldn't cope with it. And this is where I celebrated. Like, if I'm very honest, I'm struggling a little bit at the moment with the whole money mindset of like, I've been trying to pay back this debt now for more than a year and I've just had enough. I just want it gone, but it's not gone. There's still 5 grand left. And summer holidays, as you will know, in business is quite a tough time, summer holidays, because everybody goes on holiday and they don't spend so much money, so that means that I don't have so much work coming in. So it's just stressful.
But sometimes we try and overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in a decade, and we try in this day and age of instant gratification, you know, we want to watch a film. I used to have to get in my car and go down to Blockbuster to hire a DVD or a VHS.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's just on Apple TV, Netflix. My kids watch it on their iPads. You know, there's no going into the town to HMV get a CD. We just got it instantly on our iPhones or our portable devices.
Yeah.
So we are instantly gratified all the time. And everything from Amazon, look at Amazon, just delivers the next day.
Yeah.
Someone told me the other day they bought off of Argos and it delivered the same day.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, you know, we then wonder why we don't fall in love straight away and find our ideal mate immediately. Why we can't pay our debt down forever. Why I can't look like those models on the cover of the magazine straight away. You know, I've had like it for 2 weeks. Why the hell are my six pack out? You know, it's this mentality. And what we need to do is develop a plan, a strategy for life that we enjoy and enjoy the journey. And I do a lot of journaling. I write down 3 to 5 things I have to do every day, my action steps. I review the previous
35
day.
35 things.
3 to 5,
3 to 5, not 35.
No, 3 to 5.
Three to five is manageable.
Maybe not 35 today, but tomorrow I will do 35 things. But I write down things that I'm grateful for every day.
Yeah.
And I think that makes you appreciate the journey and humility. Just, you know, staying humble and appreciate what you're going through, really.
Yeah. So, we have a lot of shared ways we do things every day. I think that's very interesting. Very interesting. Right. So, I'm going to have to stop this show because it's gone on for longer than an hour. I have a limit of an hour, but I'm allowed to go over it by a little bit and I'm at 1 hour, 7 minutes. Whoopsie.
Okay.
Warren, tell us where we can find you on social media.
Okay. So go and connect me on Facebook, Warren Shoup CFP. on my website, warrenshoot.com.
Yep.
And the book is called The Money Plan. It's available on the website and also on Amazon.
Brilliant. I will pop links. So when this comes out as a podcast on my website, I will pop links to your book in there. And yeah, that was brilliant. That was such
You've got a really nice way of doing it. It's lovely. It's very formal, very relaxed, flowing. Nice.
It's so informal. Like, I promise you, I have a plan on a bit of paper in front of me, but I never stick to the plan.
You weave in and out of the plan. I can tell you've got a plan. It's not just put together. It's not ad hoc. I know you put some thought behind it. So
Absolutely. So yeah, thanks ever so much, Warren. Everybody go and read Warren's book. It's a brilliant read, and it's nice and short.
It is. It's nice and easy.
It's a nice and easy read. Like, yeah, the best read. So I'm gonna say goodbye to you, Warren, and then I'll play another song. Then I'm gone. Thanks, Warren. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Right. Warren. Oh, let's put that down. So that was amazing. Right. It's time for me to play the last song. And I'm going to go for The Kinks, Sunny Afternoon. I had two songs left. So there was either Donna Summer, I Feel Love, or The Kinks, Sunny Afternoon. I think I'm going to play The Kinks. And that will be the end of the show. Thank you ever so much for listening. That was a great show. I'm sure you will agree.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying. Pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
My girlfriend's run up with my car. I'm gone back to her mom park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Why I ought to stay, 'cause I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime.
Mummy Penny Talks on SG1 Radio.